You have to put the, I'm going to say put the gear on, you kind of put the halter. I don't know much about horses. Okay.
Did you just call it the gear?
If I had it and I worked with it, I'd know what I was talking about. I've just never hooked a horse to a buggy before. I've heard it on cowboy shows. I should know. Okay, I don't know. You picked a dummy.
Some of that flour used to come in about...
in the sack.
Okay. And that was made out of...
it was just a cloth sack.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would probably put it in a...
in a sack.
Made out of...
paper.
You call it a sack regardless of whether it's paper or cloth?
No, I probably call a paper sack all the time.
And the sack or bag that's made out of rough brown material, like feed used to come in.
And it's a feed sack.
Huh?
I call it a feed sack. That's what we have out in the barn. If somebody wanted a sack to put a big sack made of cloth or burlap material, I'd say I need to go get a feed sack. A grass sack.
Hmm?
A grass sack.
Okay. What about gunny sack or toe sack? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, sure. Toe sack. I never called it a toe sack.
How does that sound?
Sounds like something you're dragging behind you.
And a big wooden thing that pickles used to come in. Or
a crock?
Or, no, wooden? A huge thing. They'd roll it. Had to roll it. It would be so heavy.
A keg?
Hmm?
A keg?
What's even bigger than a keg?
A barrel.
Okay. And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
The rim?
Or another name for that. What's something that children used to play with? The hula?
Hoop?
Hmm?
Hoop.
Okay, did you ever hear that used about a barrel?
Maybe. Seems like they always call it a rim. The rim fell off of the... I know the rim goes around an edge, but it seems like on the old wooden kegs or something, whenever the... piece would fall off around the middle. It seemed like they'd say a rim. Maybe they said it.
On a beer keg or a water barrel or something, the thing you could turn to get the liquid out.
Spout.
What about out in your yard, what you hook your hose
the
to?
The faucet.
Hmm?
The faucet.
And in the kitchen sink?
It's the faucet.
And some of that people make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
Is there another name for syrup?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
Molasses to me is thicker and darker. Syrup is probably maybe a little bit sweeter and thinner.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
Uh-uh.
And have you ever seen anybody make syrup?
No, not really.
Have you ever bought sugar cane?
Daddy raised it one year, but I don't remember. I remember going out into the field and breaking off a stem of it and sitting out there and chewing on it. But I don't think we ever did anything out of it.
Once you've gotten all the juice out of the cane by grinding it or chewing on it or whatever, what do you call the part of the cane itself that's left? The dried out, thready part, you know?
Some sort of pulpy stuff. I don't know.
Do you ever hear bagasse?
No. No wonder I don't know anything.
Well, that's in Louisiana.
Okay.
If you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
A can.
Do you ever hear of a stand? A stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
Mm-mm.
And